Imagine for a moment that you make your living hauling fish from the sea into your boat. You spend many hours pulling nets aboard, usually finding fish of varying size, shape, and color, all of which you are able to sell for profit in your city. But one day, you find something that is decidedly not fishy. In fact, what you find could almost rival a small car in size. It takes many of your men to haul it aboard, and what you find is a marine novelty. We're here today to talk to a man who has had such an experience himself. His name is John Smith, and he's a fisherman here in Wales. In his 50 years of fishing, he's seen many things. Tires, old clothes, even a corpse. However, finding a leatherback turtle of such astronomical size ranks high on his list of interesting finds. When we brought the turtle aboard, most of us were shocked. We didn't know exactly what we were looking at. You often see sea turtles swimming around the boat, especially during feeding times or when they simply come to lay under the warm sun. They are always large creatures, especially in comparison with the fish we catch. However, we were not prepared for its sheer bulk. Biologists were also unprepared. This leatherback turtle, a male, is the largest of its kind ever to be reported. The average leatherback turtle is usually about 500 kilograms in weight and 180 centimeters in length. This fisherman was right to ask for help in hauling the turtle aboard, as it weighed in at an astounding 916 kilograms and is 256 centimeters in length. Dr. Sarah Jones, a biologist at Wales University, says that the turtle is a complete mystery.
This leatherback turtle is a complete abnormality in terms of the rest of the leatherback turtle family. It is much larger than any leatherback turtle I have seen. It seems that the turtle was simply well-fed and was able to grow to a very large size before becoming prey or dying of old age.
Do you think we'll possibly find any other leatherback turtles of this size?
Well, these turtles are not rare in this area, and while I wouldn't rule out the possibility, it seems as though this turtle in particular is very special.
Is there anything in the environment that would give reason to the large size?
We in the marine science community are currently looking into the possibility of pollution in the area that may have caused such an abnormality. However, most people agree that this turtle was simply well fed.
Are leatherback turtles common to this area of the world?
Leatherback turtles are actually common in areas around the globe. With the exception of Antarctica and the surrounding waters, they are considered to be tropical species because they breed and lay their eggs in the tropical waters and on tropical land. However, it is not uncommon for a leatherback turtle to travel into cooler waters to feed.
Well, a word of warning to the sunbathers, watch out for these beautiful beasts when swimming this summer. For NPR, this is Katie Lamoureux.